If you listen to the show for any amount of time, you know that I do have a merch store or two, and I don't generally push my merch because I don't feel comfortable hitting you guys up for money. But if you're listening to me on anything resembling a regular basis, you probably laugh at the same things I do. You probably think a lot of the same things I do. So why don't you go check out horribledesigns.com? They have assorted merchandise with funny comments on it, funny t-shirts, funny mouse pads, funny coffee cups, and then some stuff that maybe not necessarily so funny, but is definitely relevant, whether it's a social opinion, an economic opinion, a stance on, you know, things like veganism or whether or not you need essential oils in your life. So, yeah, anyway, that's my little plug. I have some of their shirts. They're comfortable. They're cool. I like them. HorribleDesigns.com. Go check it out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The podcast you are about to listen to contains at least one of the following: strong language, disturbing topics, abusive opinions, generally things that aren't appropriate for little kids or overly sensitive people. So, if any of that stuff's going to get your nose out of joint, this is your chance to turn it off. Welcome to I Had to Say It, the podcast where I talk about things that I feel need talking about, and sometimes they're not getting the attention they deserve. And your feelings, they're not under consideration. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of I Had to Say It. We're going to start out this episode with something I forgot to do in the last episode and acknowledge my supporters. So over on Patreon, we have Josh, Jake, B-Word, and Iceman. And through Buy Me a Coffee, we have Jason and Miss Aaron. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. It means a lot to me. Realistically, just the fact that you guys want to help me out a little bit is absolutely fantastic, and hopefully I can get more exclusive content for the subscribers up there. There is some. There's going to be more. I have some. I just have to get it posted. I'm trying to record some more. Unfortunately, life keeps getting in the way. But yeah, so thank you so much. If you want to be part of this list, you want to hear me say your name on the podcast, all you got to do is go to IHadToSayItPodcast.com, click on the money tab, and it will show you all the links for your choice of how you want to hit me up with that hard-earned $5, which will give you access to all the content, exclusive channels on this Discord server, and access to content I literally only post in places where you have to be behind the paywall to get it. So, yeah, that's enough pandering for money now. Other news update, I will be putting together some new merch shortly coming up. I'm actually going to splurge and get somebody that can actually do contracting stuff to make some logo changes for me. I've had a couple people that have sent me some stuff that they whipped up on their own that I'm going to be incorporating into some stuff before too long here. I've just been a little lax on some of the backside stuff. Like I said, I've had real life interfering with the podcast, and since it is still a hobby and not a career, sometimes shit takes priorities. So for those of you that aren't aware of it, I have been kind of getting back into stepping up the amount of other shows I've been collaborating with in the last couple of weeks. I had a recent appearance, actually my second appearance on the Infectious Grooves podcast. I've got upcoming episodes with a couple of different shows. Tracing Owls, Beer in Front, and yeah, they were good conversations. It was a good time talking to people. I think it's cool that people want me to come on their shows. And, you know, some of those shows, you know, they're different than this show. It's not just me ranting about whatever happens to be on my shoulder at the moment. So you can kind of get some takes and get to know me a little more if you check out their shows. So their shows are linked on the page on the website for collabs and other shows, and I do need to update it some, but yeah, you can basically type those in any podcatcher. If you can hear me, you can hear these guys just by searching those names. Infectious Grooves, who I've plugged numerous times, you should be listening to them if you're listening to me. It's a great show. Russ and Michelle and
Kyle and the assorted guests they've been bringing on to help fill in some slots there, including myself. It's a great show. I highly recommend it. Yeah, so go check those shows out. Now, as I dive more into the meat and potatoes of this here episode, I'm kind of getting over the whole saying, oh, this one's going to be a short one, because every time I say that, it still wind up being at least a half hour, which I know, based on some metrics, that is short for this show. But that's usually around where the average for an episode goes. But now that we're pulling up into mid-November, and technically the election cycle is over for the U.S. here, you know, thank God for small favors, there's still a lot of the same shit going on. You know, both sides are questioning the results of certain elections. There is already an election denying going on. There's still some places that still haven't announced their winners yet, which, in today's day and age, when we have TV shows counting 150,000 votes in the span of a 3-minute commercial break, I really don't understand why they can't be a little more transparent in how they're counting electoral votes for the fate of the country. Now, I understand certain laws and regulations could cause delays, like some places they don't start counting in the mail-in and early votes until the in-person votes have been counted, which can slow things down to a certain extent, but there's not a lot of faith in the system on either side of the aisle by any of the parties, by nonpartisan people like myself. Nobody really trusts the voting system anymore because there are so many inconsistencies. There are so many variables that don't really add up, regardless of what side you stand on, regardless of who you vote for, who you believe for. Election integrity is really not very highly ranked in people's lexicon these days. And that's realistically all I'm going to say about the elections right now, because, frankly, I'm tired of this shit. Over the course of the last couple of shows I've been doing guest appearances for, and my interaction with a couple of people who, this is like the first time I actually interacted with them in a, not necessarily in person, because obviously it's still being done over the internet, so it's not really a face-to-face thing, but a real-time live action, not via text or any other sort of online spot, but actually talking to people. And something occurs to me where, in a lot of ways, this show has become entirely too political. Not that I don't have political opinions, not that I'm not going to continue to call out stupid shit when I see it, but I never really intended this to be viewed primarily as politics. I never meant to primarily be talking about all the shit that these morons are doing that's getting my dander up. And I do have a lot of other interests. I do have a lot of other things I would like to talk more about. I do have, you know, facets of my personality that I would like other people to understand exist. I've really gotten to be way too much of a one-dimensional kind of person in terms of this show. I still like to do my things outside of the podcast that I enjoy. And I don't see any reason why I can't kind of try and incorporate that into something else that I enjoy, which is this podcast. And I know there are some people that listen to the show specifically because they want to hear me ranting about the idiots that are running the United States right now. And a lot of the stuff that I started the show with wasn't even political. It was more socio-economical, I guess. A lot of commentary on a lot of dumb shit I see in society. However, the problem is a lot of this dumb shit, people are trying to legislate it into being national policy, which is kind of where I keep wind up going off on these tears, bitching and whining about politicians. And that's not who I want to be. That's not exclusively how I want this show to go. So, yeah, the whole concept behind the show was originally, it was a form of therapy for me. It was a way of coping with isolation and stuff during the pandemic, like a lot of people. It was a way I chose to deal with a lot of things just by screaming into the void. And apparently a few people out there like to listen and decided they wanted to go along on the ride with me. And I don't want to disappoint those people. I don't want to alienate the people who came this far with me. But honestly, I feel like for my own mental health, for my own well-being, I need to back up off the politics shit for a while. Again, not that I'm going to stop calling out stupidity when I see it. Not that I'm going to stop complaining about the shit these idiots in office are doing. But when people are saying to me that they assume I am just leaning right and staunchly opposed to everything the left does. No, I have a problem with specific individuals in the left. I have a problem with people who have actively made a point of arguing with me because I don't agree with their politics and I don't think I should have to live by their standards. That's where my big problem comes in. I have just as many problems with the far right-leaning individuals who want to legislate their bullshit on top of other people. I don't think anybody should be able to force their values and their life goals on other people at the barrel of a gun, because that's really what it is. Saying I'm going to make my beliefs and my stances and my opinions law across the land, and if you don't agree with it, we're going to put you in jail. You're going to be threatened with loss of life, loss of liberty, loss of property, loss of money in the terms of fines. I don't agree with that. I don't care if you're left-leaning. I don't care if you're right-leaning. I don't care what your beliefs are. I don't believe you have a right to force your beliefs on anyone else. Don't expect people to live by your religion, because your religion is not law. Your religion is a guideline to your own life. If you are a fundamentalist Christian and you think I am automatically going to be on your side because of whatever, no, I'm not. Our values may align under a lot of things, but I do not necessarily believe that your faith should dictate anyone else's life. I don't identify as a Christian, which, you know, I generally don't talk religion on this show too much, but that's the simple fact of the matter. I'm not a religious individual, and I don't live my life according to tenets based on some 2,000-year-old game of telephone, because honestly, that's all it is. That's all every religious text on this planet is something that was written based off of oral traditions. None of these things started out as documents straight from the fucking source, with the possible exception of Scientology and Mormonism, things that were founded relatively recently in the grand scheme of things. And Mormonism was founded based off of, you know, it's a splinter religion off of Christianity. It's still a Christian religion. It's just not any of the older ones. It's founded on a more recent idea down in Utah. I'm not going to go into the whole history of it. I wouldn't do it justice. I've never gotten that interested in the Church of Latter-day Saints. Other than to say, okay, whatever. You want to live your life that way, that's fine. Live your life according to your values. Pick your religion. Choose your poison. Pick your gods. Serve them as they require. Live your life as you see fit. However, you do not have the right to expect anyone else to feel the same way you do or to live according to your faith and your beliefs. That's kind of the founding principle of this country, is you're allowed to believe whatever the fuck you want to believe. That doesn't mean anyone else has to go along with your bullshit. And the same thing goes to literally every single thing that has been politicized and they try to make issues out of. You have a right to identify as what you want. You have a right to love who you want. You have a right to, you know, as again, and all these tenets are contingent upon the whole concept of do no harm to others. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, I don't give a shit what you do with your life, because it's yours to do with as you see fit. I think that's common courtesy, and I expect people to extend the same courtesy to me. However, it doesn't happen a lot of the time, and that pisses me off, and then I get all ranty and angry, and I start going off. And just due to the current political climate in this country, the people that have been pissing me off the most recently all tend to share a similar gait and a similar bent on their politics and the way they lean, and they're all insistent upon forcing their beliefs upon me, and I don't fucking like that. Even the ones I agree with, I still don't believe you have the right to force those things upon people. I'm all for being a decent human being and not treating each other like shit. That is really the core of my fucking values, is be a decent person and nobody owes you shit. Those are the two major tenets of Aaron's life. Those are the two big commandments in my personal wheelhouse. Those are the things. You want the gospel according to Aaron? Here's the gospel according to Aaron. Don't be a piece of shit. Nobody owes you anything. That's it. And I don't have a tablet to carve it on, but that's more or less the general idea. Honestly, I could probably fit that on a skipping stone, and maybe I should start putting those in the merch store. Skipping stones with don't be a piece of shit carved on one side and nobody owes you anything carved on the other side. And then we can go down to the lake together and we can throw them at people. And with that happy, shining thought, I think we're going to take a pause here to insert an ad for a podcast that I think you should go listen to.
me harder. F me harder, Daddy. F me like the b I am. Put it, Daddy. I don't even care. I don't care who sees me. Them b can't f with me. They can't see a d like yours. F me, Daddy. F me, Daddy.
Oh, hello. I'm Derek, and I'm the host of Ratchet Book Club. We read hood classics and good classics, and that means anything from Old Thought Next Door to The Phantom Tollbooth. We read a few chapters every episode, and then we discuss what we thought of each chapter before we get to the next one. It's pretty enlightening. Sometimes you find out things you never knew, like did you know that somebody's... Ratchet Book Club. We're available on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, and anywhere else you really could think of good fucking podcast should be at.
All right, so welcome back. Yeah, that was a promo for Ratchet Book Club. Derek is a great guy. He's got a great show. very much fits my sense of humor, if you can't tell from the promo. So, yeah, realistically, I think you should go over there and check out his show. Obviously, it's not something you want to listen to with the kids around. And there may be some books in there that ain't exactly your cup of tea, but some of the stories he reads are absolutely great, and he gives his commentary and his opinions on them. And like I said, good dude. Really big fan of his. We've done some collaboration stuff together. Looking forward to doing more maybe for down in the future. But yeah, so check it out when you get a minute. So anyway, now that we're back to me, the other side of this, the other shoe to what I'm talking about here today, the fact that I'm trying to step back from being so just blatantly political about everything. Hopefully I'll be able to dial it back a little bit now that the election cycle's over and the stupidity is dialing back. It's not going away. The same bullshit is still going on that's always gone on in this country. The politicians are still full of shit. They're still a bunch of self-serving assholes. We have a bunch of young, stupid motherfuckers who honestly swung this election. That's my two cents. That's my analysis on it. Generation Z came out, and they, in a vast majority, voted blue because they bought all the shit that goes along with being lied to by professional politicians. They really think they're doing something. They think they're going to accomplish some good. They think they're going to change something. And this goes back to something I said a couple weeks ago, where it's the simple fact of the matter is, they're young and fucking stupid. I know this because when I was that age, I was fucking stupid too. They have no perspective, but what they do have is a much better communication network than we did when we were that age. So they've managed to network and mobilize and unify to have this massive wave of stupid motherfuckers that came out and had a non-negligible impact on an election. They bought all the lies, they drank the juice, they drank the Kool-Aid, however you want to put it. Things like the student loan forgiveness that never went through because the president doesn't have the authority to do that. The president does not have the authority to spend the taxpayers' money, and that's what the student loan forgiveness was. He never had the authority to do it, and he fucking knew it. And the politicians who've been making their careers out of this bullshit, they all knew it. They lie to the public because they think we're all stupid, and by and wide, a lot of people in this country are fucking stupid. And that's what I'm going to be trying to get back to, is the fact that people in this country are fucking stupid. And I'm going to try and leave the political element out of it for a while, because I can't keep dealing with this shit. I can't keep thinking about it. I can't keep talking about it. As much as I use this show as my personal catharsis, where I get things off my chest and I vent, and this stuff gets under my skin like nothing else. It pisses me off left and fucking right. But I need to step back from it. I need to add some extra dimension to my character development and my growth. I had mentioned in one of the recordings I did over the weekend with another show where I completely caught him off guard by being more than the one-dimensional angry ranting asshole that he's used to from hearing the show. And I said something that the more I thought about it after I said it, the more it got me thinking, maybe I need to rethink things. And maybe part of that, too, is just my own personal growth and development as a podcaster, where the show, like, I appreciate everybody that listens, but, you know, there's not a lot of growth in terms of that. The organic, naturally occurring growth in a podcast can happen in a lot of ways, and a lot of the things that could be done to try and drive more traffic, I don't really do, because I've been very casual about this up until, you know, as effective as of now, I'm still very casual about it. But if I ever really want to see any real significant growth, there are things I could do to try and make the show grow faster. And maybe that's in the cards. Maybe I want to get this more traction. Maybe I do want to start growing my listener base. Maybe I want to have bigger numbers. I mean, it would always be nice. I've talked about it before, but I talk about a lot of things without actually doing them, because at the end of the day, I'm not sure that's what I actually want. And I'm way too old to be sitting here trying to twiddle my thumbs and figure out what I want to be when I grow up. But the show's still relatively young, and a lot of people, I've listened to other podcasts. I listen to podcasts about podcasting. Go figure. I listen to people that know what they're doing better than I do. I listen to people that talk about different things like SEO, marketing, and all these other things that are relevant to if you want to grow your podcast. And one of the things about this show is I never really sat down with any real clear intent behind the show. And that's something I've been thinking about leading up to these last couple of weeks, where it's like, where am I going with this? Why am I doing this? And then things like that just kind of crystallized when I talk to other people and they basically say the same thing I've been thinking to myself, only that's how they're seeing things too. And it's like, I need to do something about this. So I do need to get, you know, more of a purpose, more of a statement. I need to figure out what I'm going to do with this show to make it something worth listening to that's more than just me constantly bitching about the same old things over and over again without any real change, because there's only so much I can do. I mean, if I can get people to listen to me, if I can get people to start thinking a little better, if I can get people to start being a little more critical in how they approach things without, not necessarily to critique, but to use critical thinking and develop their processes, then maybe I'm doing some good. But, you know, I have to provide more value to you guys. I have to make this show more entertaining, more useful, more thought-provoking, more something. I need to make it that something that will appeal to a lot of people. And so I want to make it more genuine, more authentic. And that's not going to be accomplished by me being, you know, old man screams at cloud and yells at people to get off their lawn. And it's not going to be accomplished by me saying, oh, well, here's what I know what I need to do, but I'm not actually doing it. So, yeah, I'm going to have to take a good step back and give it a good think. And, you know, so you guys might be seeing some changes in the coming weeks to the show. There's going to be some trial and error. There's going to be things that are going to work. There's going to be things that don't work. Hopefully there'll be things that work. The things I think work will work for you guys, and I'll get some feedback. And honestly, I know I bring it up every so often that I can't, you know, grow and develop and make the show better without some feedback. And unfortunately, I don't get very much. I mean, I do see the numbers. I know the people that listen on a fairly regular basis. And I appreciate every single one of you. I appreciate the people that, you know, can occasionally send me messages saying, yeah, you know, I totally agreed with this, or that was a great episode, or, you know, I've been thinking the same thing. It was nice to hear somebody else say it, things like that, you know, and that makes me feel good. But in the coming weeks, when I start changing things and playing around with format and playing around with topics and things like that, it would really mean a lot to me if I could get some, you know, feedback, some engagement from you guys. If you guys have any suggestions, if you have any particular things you want to hear me carrying on about, please feel free to reach out to me and let me know. You know, give me something to work with. Join the Discord. The Discord is free. It's open. It has free tiers to anybody that wants to join it. If you don't want to add another server onto your Discord, or if you don't want to install Discord because you don't know how it works, I can be reached on Twitter, I can be reached on Facebook, I can be reached on via email at ihadtosayitpodcast@gmail.com. I can be reached through a submission form on the website, and I can be reached via a phone number on the website. I've gotten 2 phone calls that actually relate to the podcast since I set the phone number up, and I've gotten about 47 fundraising calls from various government agencies, which I enjoy the irony of it, but they're all robocalls, so it's not even good material to try and, you know, make a clip out of or anything. But yeah, I'm planning on trying to get myself back, trying to get the show back in a direction where it's more than just old man nails at cloud because young people are stupid fuckers, and more than just complaining about the politics of the world every day. So that's kind of where I'm at right now, and I'm sorry if this episode wasn't your thing. If you made it this far and you don't like me kind of being introspective and figuring things out, thank you for just trudging through it with me. I appreciate the fact that you're still here listening to me. And if you care enough to listen this far, I would really appreciate some feedback, some guidance, some direction. I do have some suggestions I'm going to be trying to put into play as some of the first changes are going in there. They've come from people on the Discord where they had particular things they thought I should do. I've actually been asked to start doing more food-related stuff, which I am definitely going to do. I may make that more like, you know, Patreon and supporter-exclusive stuff for the time being. Or maybe I'll make extra food stuff for that and do some regular food episodes for the general people. I love my free feed people just as much as I love everybody else, but they pay me and I got to do something to earn them ducats. So, yeah, that's more or less what I'm thinking at the moment. And hopefully, you know, you guys will stay with me in the next few weeks as we go through and I try and make this a better show and better value for you guys, better entertainment for you guys, you know, because even the people that have not supported me financially, you're still supporting me by giving me part of your day, by giving me part of your time. And I want you to know I really appreciate that. It means a lot to me to know I'm not just screaming into the void. I mean, I don't have a massive audience, but at the same time, I have people that actually do listen, and I have good listeners, and I appreciate you guys for that. So, yeah, let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you think I should be doing. Unlike, you know, a couple of polls I ran on Twitter recently, if you want to tell me to hang it up, you can do that too, but you should be advised if you tell me to hang it up via email or text message or any sort of message that has a physical component to it, it will probably wind up on a t-shirt or something. And if you decide to call and leave me a voicemail and tell me that I suck, it will be featured in one of the shows. So yeah, at the discretion of Aaron decides to mock people who tell him to quit. I do a lot of things, but I only quit when I feel like quitting. I don't quit because somebody else tells me I should ever. So that's something to bear in mind. And one last little thing before I decide to hang it up, because I think I've rambled long enough for this episode. The episode that came out last week, for those of you that maybe skipped it or whatever, or noticed it was screwed up and then didn't go back when I put the rehash out, I did do a live stream for that. I thought it went better. It wasn't very well attended, but it was spur of the moment, and it was fun, and I would like to do more things like that, and I'm planning on doing... I've been saying it a lot for the last couple of weeks, but I'm, like, serious about it. I'm going to start doing live streams on a regular basis, and I'm leaning towards Sunday nights right now, around 7 p.m. Central Time. So if you can let me know what you think of that time window, probably about an hour every week or every other week. Yeah, so just let me know what you think about that, and I guess, you know, for now, that's what I had to say. Thanks for listening to another episode, guys. If you liked what you heard, leave a comment, leave a review, leave a rating. Go to IHadToSayItPodcast.com, sign up for the mailing list, interact with the show. Click the links, sign up for the Patreon, join the Discord. Come and interact, be a part of the show. Buy the merch, support your favorite creator. Or support me. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Till next time.